5. The Heat Ray. After the glimpse I had had of the Martians emerging from the cylinder in which they had come to the Earth from their planet, a kind of fascination paralyzed my actions. I remained standing knee-deep in the heather, staring at the mound that hid them. I was a battleground of fear and curiosity. I did not dare to go back toward the pit, but I felt a passionate longing to peer into it. I began walking, therefore, in a big curve, seeking some point of vantage, and continually looking at the sand heaps that hid these newcomers to our Earth. Once a leash of thin black whips, like the arms of an octopus, flashed across the sunset and was immediately withdrawn, and afterward a thin rod rose up joint by joint, bearing at its apex a circular disc that spun with a wobbling motion. What could be going on there? Most of the spectators had gathered in one or two groups, one, a little crowd toward Woking, the other a knot of people in the direction of Chobham. Evidently they shared my mental conflict. There were few near me. One man I approached. He was, I perceived, a neighbor of mine, though I did not know his name, and accosted. But it was scarcely a time for articulate conversation.
"What ugly brutes," he said. "Good God, what ugly brutes."
He repeated this over and over again. "Did you see a man in the pit?" I said, but he made no answer to that. We became silent and stood watching for a time side by side, deriving, I fancy, a certain comfort in each other's company. Then I shifted my position to a little knoll that gave me the advantage of a yard or more of elevation, and when I looked for him presently, he was walking toward Woking. The sunset faded to twilight before anything further happened. The crowd far away on the left toward Woking seemed to grow, and I heard now a faint murmur from it. The little knot of people toward Chobham dispersed. There was scarcely an intimation of movement from the pit. It was this as much as anything that gave people courage, and I suppose the new arrivals from Woking also helped to restore confidence. At any rate, as the dusk came on, a slow intermittent movement upon the sand pits began, a movement that seemed to gather force as the stillness of the evening about the cylinder remained unbroken. Vertical black figures in twos and threes would advance, stop, watch, and advance again, spreading out as they did so in a thin, irregular crescent that promised to enclose the pit in its attenuated horns. I, too, on my side, began to move toward the pit.